SV Pod is presented by Allstate. Switch to Allstate and save and get protected from this year's mayhem. Welcome in. It is SV Pod alongside Stanford Steve. Not literally. He's in another room. And I can't see him because he's not. Oh, there he is. Oh, now I can't see you again.
Oh, hold on.
So much better when I can see your delightful mug.
Yeah, you did a couple weeks ago. No camera. So
I kept the entire time I kept trying to share my camera and it wouldn't. Technology, who's worse, you or me? Me, right?
It depends. When you need to get something done, you figure it out.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm like MacGyver if I have to. Most of the time, though, I just throw my hands up and feign helplessness.
Oh.
And then someone normally comes and does. That's such a terrible character trait. I hope everyone out there is doing well. I don't know if it's sneaking up on you, but, I mean, not a ton of time. Okay? Not a ton of time. Need to get your ordering done. Need to get to go see Santa. Lots to get to. I have some thoughts on all that in a moment. But first, I begin, surprisingly, didn't know we would be doing this, a kid ball update.
Oh.
Now, when the Texan season came to an end with a loss to the Raiders.
Yep.
I just assumed that was it. But, I mean, the Raiders were the wagon. That was the very first update was after we got a glimpse at the bully on the block. Got another shot at him, as we described, battled, lost. Figured they'd win. They were unbeaten. There was an upset Saturday on the Walter Johnson Field. And we would like to send our congratulations and a salute to Coach Scott and Coach Pat of the Giants.
Okay.
Can't call them G-men. They're six. So the G-lads, the G-unit, the gritty mob. Down 18, apparently got some stops.
Wow.
Won it on a walk-off touchdown to Showtime Sonny Dunn. Hashtag Showtime Sonny Dunn.
Bad beat if you had Raiders money line.
Really tough.
Horrific.
One. Yeah, I mean, you had futures. I mean, you heard the conversation from the first one, and you're like, I got to get it down as much as I can on the Raiders. Well, bad beat.
Wow.
G-men. Coach Scott, Coach Pat, salute to them. And Coach, salute to Coach Penn and the Raiders. They wore the bullseye all year, and that can't be easy. That can't be easy. And I thought about this a lot. If you're listening out there and you're not literally inside the Beltway, where this is happening, is this content that matters to you? And I realize, of course, because every neighborhood, everybody out there, wherever you are, has a team that's just better than everybody else. And maybe your kids went up against it and got crushed. Maybe they won. Who knows? Maybe they were the Giants. But I think it's relatable, I suppose. I hope so, anyway.
Is Coach Scott's gritty better than Gesicki's?
I'm sure it is. He's got a lot of juice, Coach
All
Scott.
Right. And okay.
I just would say this for the Giants. Just not for nothing. Kind of helps in a game where the dad / quarterback plays important that you have a D1 QB. I mean, when you have a D1 QB out there dime dropping, doesn't hurt.
Is free agency open? Because that's a priority for the Texans here.
I have an announcement.
Uh-oh.
Sam asked me to make an announcement. Now, there's some confusion right now. Because
6-year-old press conference. Here we go.
This was a first grade league, and I'm not positive, given where kids are going to school next year, whether or not the Texans will almost have like a red shirt year and it'll be a first grade year again.
Oh,
Sam's going to be a second grader next year, which means Sam asked me to read the following statement. I want to thank Texans Nation for the support in this unforgettable year. We learned some incredible lessons along the way, and your support has meant the world to me. But given the uncertainty about whether or not the Texans will be a first-grade team next year, I'd like to announce I'm putting my name in the portal. Get your NIL game together Hashtag treats. Hashtag respect my decision.
Snacks.
Hashtag no interviews.
Hashtag tape don't lie. Check the tape. Sam's got a good tape.
Sam's in the portal. Sam's not in the portal. I mean, but honestly, well, I don't know what the are the Texans a first grade team.
Portal,
I have no
free agency, it's all the same now, especially in that league.
You make your best NIL offer. I mean, really, it's about snacks with this dude. He'd like some, he'd like some snacks. Unlimited Chipotle. He's your man. So that's where we end the kid ball updates. The G unit, the G lads, they're the champs. Shout out to Ronnie and Kid Bull.
Good run.
Yep. The Giants upset of the Raiders, six-year-old flag football, Montgomery County, Maryland, has to be the mayhem moment brought to you by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate. Was up in Connecticut last week, Steve.
Again.
As you know, it's been a couple of return engagements. And if you're anywhere on the East Coast and you have young kids, this is like me saying, hey, you should try to go see Taylor Swift because tickets to this thing are just as hard to get. But this Santa train, this North Pole Express, it's in Essex, Connecticut, and it's awesome. Now, is it a lot? It is. It's a lot of kids on a train in pajamas, but you go see Santa and there's some singing. There are bars open. All right. Adults can get into the tipsy Welshman if you want. I look forward to it. I really do. I think it's as much for me as the kids. It's a fun thing. It's the magic of the season. Mr. and Mrs. Claus come on the train. My guy Sam wore a blazer. He wanted to get dressed up for Santa, make a good impression. And Mrs. Claus told him how handsome he looked, and he looked at me like he couldn't have been happier. I was told Ryan Reynolds and his lovely bride, Blake Lively, right? Apparently they were on the Santa train. And I'm like, with respect to them, okay. Who gives a shit? They're just people like anybody. They got little kids. Who cares if they're famous or not? But I suppose if you want to do something because famous people did it and you need their endorsement, they rode the train apparently last week too. Mm. But it was great fun. Shout to Essex and the, Polar Express, North Pole Express, whatever they call it. I'm not getting the name right, but you can't get tickets. They're impossible to get, but try if you can. Although the report you got from one of your friends maybe wasn't as glowing an endorsement.
No, but you know, different age brackets, a lot going on.
Okay. That's fine. Mm. That's fine. With the holidays in mind, with Christmas in mind, 1 to 10, where are we in terms of preparedness?
Oh, probably like an 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I admire that.
What else is there to do?
I don't know. Buy stuff. I get nervous.
Keep clicking.
That's what I'm saying.
Your recycle on recycle day? Is it just box on top of box on box?
I've gotten so good with a box cutter. I'm like, if there's an Olympics.
You are MacGyver now.
That's what I'm saying.
Real life.
Come at me with your box cutter game, because I can get a garage of cardboard into one recycle bin. Don't ask me how. It's just, I'm like a ninja, just cutting and cutting and cutting until we've got it, you know, in there. Although I will say tonight's recycle bin, you know, there's a little excess.
There's going to be the next couple of weeks, I have a feeling.
That's why there's always an envelope with a big bow on the side. Take care of your folks, people.
Heck yeah.
Doesn't have to be a giant number. Just let them know. And put a note that just says thanks. Or write whatever you want. But no joke. No joke.
Yep.
I've said this a million times. My father worked for a plumbing company. Dad always said, you gotta be the guy or have a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy or a gal that takes care of stuff. Take care of the people to take care of you. And again, doesn't have to be a big number, but do it. Because when your recycle bin's overflowing and there's crap laying all over the place, then we're going to remember, these folks always look after us. I got it. You're the bozo out there that can't put a 20. or whatever you got in an envelope and say, I appreciate you. Maybe your stuff doesn't make it in the back of the bin. Mm. You know what? Maybe it shouldn't. All due respect. I am not an eight right now, but that's only because I get hung up on. My kids, God knows they get spoiled in every direction,
mm-hmm.
but I just always get nervous. I think I have like a recurring dream where I wake up. It's kind of like the one where you wake up in a cold sweat because you were late for the test. Oh. I know why I have that one. I know why I have the one where I can't find the class. And then I walk in and everyone looks at me like, who's this guy? Because that was real. But I don't know why I have this dream where I wake up and it's Christmas morning and I go, there's nothing. There's always stuff. But I just, and so then I panic buy. And then there's inevitable returns. I think I'm in that cycle right now.
Mm.
Because I think everybody's good. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I just always feel like little stuff's good. I like the little tchotchke stuff. Like, I saw this. I was thinking of you. You know what? They don't want that. Like my kids is cool. What's this? Chuck it. Mm. And then they lose it. Just buy something. I guess, you know what? I think I just helped myself. Just get the one big ticket thing. Call it a day.
That makes it easier.
You already got that?
If we're going to talk organization skills and time management with you,
yeah, right.
That's going to be a long podcast. But
not great.
When you have options, mm-hmm. I think that's where that comes in.
I just think there's a lot on the plate. We're trying to do this. We're trying to do that. We do the Santa train. We got this. We got that. I think we're going to go see the Nutcracker.
Whoa.
Theater. I'm trying to think. Is there any chance Charlie can sit through that? I'm thinking, no.
No way. Well,
yeah, but he's got a blazer. We'll chuck it on him and just bring it. I'll just bring a device. No, it's tacky. Who's it?
Just stay home with him on the couch and let her go.
I got to go. Bum, dun, 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 dun. Come on. We live here now. Culture, theater.
We had a little Christmas recital today.
Whoa. Oh,
good. Yeah.
How'd it go? Who sang?
Small.
Anyone sing?
No. This is ballet, kid.
Whoa.
They had a Nutcracker playing. Then it just turned into a fiasco, and they started playing the song from Wreck-It Ralph at the beginning. There was jumps and pirouettes and everything. Got a little crazy.
How are there nerves for the performance?
There's a lot of eyeballs roaming the room. I'll just say that. Just, you know, you're looking up there and
Once you get the eyes, like, we're here, you're good, right?
Give a fist bump.
That's it.
Do your thing.
You know what's interesting is I told the story about Sam, who, you know, out there having fun, like making plays and whatever else, mortified if it's like a school performance.
Mm.
Absolutely crippling and feared of that, of people looking at him.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how you navigate that, because I just tell him, buddy, like, you're playing against the Packers in the playoffs. There's way more people looking at you. Mm. You're out there balling out. MVP. Come on. It's the same idea. bless his heart. He always just says the same thing. Just looks down and goes, I just don't like it. I understand. I was the same. I got told this story when I had like a recital in elementary school or something. I had to do the Itsy Bitsy Spider. I ran away. I said, I'm not doing it. And I didn't. Just terrified. Now look at me.
Look at you.
I mean, just it's, but you got a
superstar.
That's not it at all. It just doesn't stress me out.
Mm.
Eyeballs on me. You're just like, what's up? We're all just hanging out. It's interesting how kids are different. Moments can be huge and they feel stifling. Mm. Just try to free them up so that they can find the enjoyment in it. Sounds like your girl did out there. Yeah. Wreck-It Ralph and the Nutcracker.
It was, yeah, they got it all in. I tell you that it was one of those mashups. Got it in.
I don't know how you mash up Wreck-It Ralph and the Nutcracker, but
they did.
Artistry is what that is. Should we talk about any NFL? I mean, I'd rather just talk about the holidays. I'm listening.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Tell me when you think there's a team I'm going to name. These teams are all going to probably make the playoffs. Tell me somebody that's dangerous. Ready?
Yep.
Giants, Commanders, Vikings, Lions, Buccaneers, Seahawks. That's your NFC.
Dangerous?
None of them. Those teams aren't doing anything.
The Vikings defense is horrendous. They've given up 400 or more yards five straight games. I want to say they have given up the most yards per game of any team in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still going to be Cousins' fault that they lost on Sunday to the Lions, I'm sure, right? Because everyone's Cousins. It's his fault. Yep. Is it? Is it his fault? It's not. No, the Giants, the bloom's fallen off that rose. Seattle has lost at home most recently to Carolina and the Raiders.
The Buccaneers?
Come on. I mean, how long do they get before we just go, you know what? They pulled Houdini acts to beat the Rams in a disgusting game that they won late. And the Saints, which was an equally horrible football game, that they found not one but two rabbits late to win that. And all credit to them for winning. I mean, sure. But are we really going to do that thing where if they have the home game against the Cowboys, they're like, you don't want to go to play Tom Brady? Yeah, you do. Their offense is awful. I mean, so no one. I mean, the one team right now that's actually, and we'll find out when the Lions go play the Jets, because there's a little bit, and don't roll your eyes at me because I'm not making an apples to apples comparison. But when the Rams and Warner had the greatest show on turf and they got you in that building, good luck. Now, were they the same not on it? No, probably not. But they were obviously high-level team.
Yep.
The Lions in that building right now, man. I mean, look, the Jaguars are playing pretty well. Lions beat them sideways, 40-14. And then they beat Minnesota by a couple. Well, I guess in the end it was one score. But of the group, I think maybe I just shrug and go, I don't know if I want to play the Lions just because they've truly taken on the identity of Campbell, and that whole group seems to be having a ton of fun just playing. So I guess that would be my answer.
And they have the worst odds to make it. They're probably not even going to make it. You know, when you look at those other teams, that's a shame.
Well, I looked at their schedule. I think we went through this on SportsCenter on Sunday night with Tim Hasselbeck. That I want to say they play at the Jets, at the Panthers, Chicago, Packers, and then at Green Bay. And you say, are any of those not winnable? No, they could easily win all. But if they lost all four, would you just shrug and go, all right, I guess. Right. Nothing would surprise me with him. I'm just happy. You know who I'm happy for? Goff. Because somehow he became discussed like a bum, which is not even accurate or close to accurate. He's not. But that's that whole quarterback conversation thing where if you're not this, then you have to leave. Mm-hmm. And that's not Goff. He's a very capable starter that's helping the Lions win games. Is that an accurate way to put it?
Absolutely.
There you go.
And they've gone to things that are his strengths.
It's good to have
smart. It's smart coaching.
It's good to have. It's good to have somebody that can give you that. And that's what he's given. I'm happy for him. But in the NFC, there's a lot of that where you just go, ugh. And maybe none of it matters because the Eagles look like who? I mean, you said it 3 months ago that it goes through Philly. Dallas is the one thing that I think, all right, could they get in the arena and go toe-to-toe? Yeah, I think they could. And then I watch them play the Texans, and I think Dallas is lucky that Pierce was hurt late for the Texans and they couldn't score from the one-inch line because they had to go 98 to beat them,
just kick the field goal too, but we don't do that in that league anymore.
No, I understand. Three points? No, the 3 points suck. I don't want 3 points. It's terrible. And hey, Chargers, I don't mind if you go for it. Just don't run like that pass you ran to who is it? It was to DeAndre Carter. I just run something different.
Yeah.
Run the Eckler play, the one you ran later that worked. The AFC's got way more teams that you go, I don't know if you'd want to play them. I don't know if you'd want to play them. Like that list is a whole lot longer in the AFC.
All right, here's the list of teams I'm not sold on that they're probably going to make the playoffs. Chargers, Titans, Dolphins, Jets, Ravens.
Oh, that's all fair.
I get it where you know, more teams make the tournament in this league now, and people, I don't think I'm a fan of it. I mean, we play these games, we play a season, and now we're going to let all these teams in, and I don't think they're deserving. That's okay. What I'm getting at most. I think teams have separated themselves when you look at the top three in the NFC and in the top three in the AFC. But I get it. People are going to get in. But I just – that first weekend, you said it. Dallas at Tampa and what? Maybe Washington at Minnesota? Those are the games?
That'd be – actually, Washington, Minnesota would be awesome because you get Cousins and against his former squad. That'd be fun. Look, are these great games? Last year it was what? It was Bengals.
Arizona. Raiders. We had Arizona Rams. Horrific game.
Right. I'm not saying that they're awesome. That just doesn't trouble me. Some is good, more is better. But there don't feel like there are that many huge threats out there. I'll grant you that. I'd suggest the Chargers with Williams and Allen on the field together are an offense that is a whole lot better than when neither is. And for much of this year, Herbert had neither. And they get Bosa back here. Is their defense great? No. But you get him back up front. There's a chance I saw today that they might get that tackle back. What, Slater?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that that there were suggestions that maybe he could get back. You're like, well, that would certainly be a difference maker. I think they could be a scary team. But I mean, they're a little bit like AFC Tampa. And what I mean by that is they're the team that I think I can't talk myself out of. Mm-hmm. I said this on Winners the other night when I took the Chargers. +3.5, no big deal, outright winner. by the way, how about picking the Panthers on that where I said every bozo you know will have Seattle? You're not a bozo, are you? Are you a bozo?
Nope.
Tried to help you. But that Chargers team, and it's, I think Russillo did it on one of his recent pods where he's just like, all right, I'm good. I'm good on the Chargers. I'm going to stop trying to buy more futures on that outfit. It was interesting to see the Dolphins and the Chargers go head to head because for some reason this Herbert Tua conversation has become some thing where you have to pick one or the other and it's some blood feud, which I don't get that. It's exhausting. You guys have fun over there. And by the way, if you were on the Tua side, boy, you had a rough Sunday because he had 10 completions. And if he didn't have the bomb to Tyreek, I think he'd had 80 passing yards. And Herbert had 39 completions. Now, you could say he only had one touchdown. Yeah, you're right. That's what he had. Which one had a better game? Because were you watching? You got a screen in your house, I presume. And again, that's only 60 minutes of football. The Dolphins lost at the Niners. They lost at the Chargers. Now they go play at Buffalo. Looks like a snow game.
Uh-oh.
I mean, that'll be a chore. Mm-hmm. That'll be a chore. Doesn't mean the Dolphins aren't good. Just means it's, you know, a little bit of reality after the 5-game winning streak you had against, look at who you played.
Correct.
You know, just gives you a sense of where you are, that there's some people in your weight class that can punch a little harder. It feels like you said three in the AFC. Chiefs, Bills, who else?
Bengals.
Right. I'm with you. And then the NFC, you're giving me Cowboys, Eagles, and anyone else?
Niners.
I think so, too. I'm interested in Purdy on the road against Seattle this week. I think Seattle's desperate. You know, look, they just lost up there to the Raiders and the Panthers. So certainly the Niners could go in there and win. I just expect you get the backed in the corner version of a team, and that's always the scariest one because you can't fake that.
Yeah, just put it in right now. We'll see Seahawks and Winners Thursday night.
That's a given.
Just say it. I did it for you.
Right. I mean, it's
you want to keep people watching all week. I get it.
You right. Know, yeah. We just sort of do that. Mechanism. Maybe early lean. I mean, look, you've been watching long enough. You know what it's going to be. I mean, I think we're like 27 over 500 for the year.
Thank you very much.
It's free. Felt like I had something. My most important thing was that Sam's in the portal, obviously. And I want to encourage everybody out there to realize sort of where we are on the calendar here, because it's going to get away from you. And then you don't want to have the real life dream be you. Then you wake up next week and it's like the 23rd and you realize nothing's getting there. Mm. But I will say this, back in the day in the old school brick and mortar, you'd go to the mall. Used to love going to the mall like day before Christmas because there's no greater sense of community and we're all in this together and you just see people that are absolutely up against it.
It is Psychoville. That's all it is.
But in line,
I got that. No, I had it first. Everything. Go.
Yeah, sorry, but it's off. but at the same time, there's sort of a sense of community that I don't think anyone's gonna want this, but I gotta wrap something. And so here's this lavender blouse in a size 4X. I don't know who this 4X lavender blouse is going to fit, but we'll just say you could return it. I don't think I've ever actually been in that stuck because as we go back to where we are before, I'm never in that boat, but I do. There's something about that last moment. I remember one time I was at Montgomery Mall. I don't know what it's called now. It's got a different name.
Yes.
Is it still Montgomery Mall?
Yeah.
Everything's got a new name. And it was snowing. And you know me and snow. We got a good pattern, Steve. We got possibility. We got negative NAO. I know you don't know what that means. Maybe could be some possibilities for a little East Coast snow. If there is, I'm driving to the mall just so I can replicate. I walk in, it's snowing, and I'm like, I didn't have any money, but I'm like, yeah, I'm going nuts in here. I'm gonna buy some stuff. And I did. And I just was so moved by the combination of snow. It's Christmas time. We're all in this together. Let's buy some pots and pans.
Mm.
So there's that too. If you find yourself stuck, just go to a mall. It'll be great. You'll buy stuff you don't need. I have to close with this. It's communal prayer for Nuke Hopkins and Connor tonight. We need some points. Started Higgins in a league. You know some people on that staff. Little heads up would have really been helpful.
Sorry.
What are we doing?
We tried to come back in the game. Couldn't.
I mean, I don't know. I get people are irrationally angry, like they want criminal charges filed. I'm irrational about this, but I mean, it's. I don't understand why you don't just leave them on the injury report. But they didn't, and we got a zero out of Higgins.
Mm.
Didn't help us.
No.
So now here we are.
You weren't thinking about that the last 24 hours at all, were you?
We got a lot of moving parts tonight, though, Steve. I'd like to say I think I've done better this year than I have in years past. I don't think I've been as insufferable. But tonight, all bets are off.
Exactly. And that's why the book is not closed, because it's still open, and there's chapters to be written.
Yep.
Are they going to be sad chapters? Are going to be happy chapters.
No one cares out there, but let's root for happy chapters, you know, for all of us this holiday season. Got anything else?
Yeah. You were talking about it real quick, about the idea of getting something for somebody.
Yep.
And I'll say this. Take an extra 10 minutes. And when you're thinking about who you're buying for, try not to forget anybody. Because you could make somebody's year getting them something. It's not hard to treetop everything. Just take a deep breath and think about it. Think about the year. Think about people that you deal with. All those types of things. Because it sucks when you forget. Sucks. Don't forget.
Make your list. Check it twice.
Bang. Proofread.
We'll see y'all next week.